Access all areas with Joanna Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another Access All Areas, live from our houses, kind of. How are you, Joanna?
I'm good, how are you?
Really good. What's been going down the latest week of lockdown?
Well, I think I found out that I'm psychic. I really think that I am psychic.
Psychic or psycho?
Psychic, absolutely
okay.
Psychic. Potentially psycho, who knows? Basically, I'm predicting stuff. I'll talk about someone, and then the next week they'll call me. And then I'll mention someone else's name, and then 2 days later they'll call me, and I haven't spoke to them in a long time. I'm finding it very odd.
Really? Do you think people at the minute are kind of calling up old friends and stuff anyway, because they just want to connect and say hi?
You know what it is? It might be because it happens so often, like so quickly after I say it, that like it becomes very scary. And like not long ago I predicted that I'd see like my first ever boyfriend, bumped into him. That night, I bumped into him, and he was sitting at the table next to me. And I just find it really weird. I feel like I'm predicting stuff. Stephen, isolation is messing with my head.
You're going to become a new like horoscope reader or something. That can be your
Can't
new
wait.
Career choice.
If you need a reading, you let me know. All right, I'll charge you though.
That's all right, babes. I just got paid today. Actually, the first thing I bought today with my monthly paycheck was some chic reusable face masks.
That's really, really cute. Why reusable? How does that make, I don't understand, like, how's that going to work?
Well, no, I don't mean like face masks, like beauty ones, but like face masks to cover your mouth.
Oh! I'm thinking you're buying beauty masks. I was like, this is lovely. We can do more FaceTime with each other.
I've got some of them as well, but they're just in my bathroom. But I've bought some, like, I figure they're going to tell us to start wearing face masks all the time soon. So I've bought three kind
yes.
of chic-looking face masks, not that kind, the medical kind.
Right. Well, where are you getting them from? Because apparently everyone's, like, struggling to get some.
Well, like, they're from a website called Binge, actually. And they're not, they're like, it's just this guy that makes them. They're not like the medical ones. They've got proper, they've got funny designs on and stuff on the front.
Oh, I love.
And they're washable, so you can just use them again.
Oh my gosh, I want to do that. Because apparently everyone in Spain, I think, they're allowed out now for a certain amount of hours, but they have to wear masks. I think it's Spain. I'm probably lying, but I think it's Spain.
You're right, actually, it is Spain. I reckon it is going to be the same here as well.
You know. 100%. How have you been coping, though?
Fine, yeah. Another week done. I did kind of break lockdown a little bit, and I saw some of my friends on the street.
Oh, that's so cute.
But that was fine. Like, you know, I think that's okay.
Have you been on your run again? I know that after Mr. Motivator, you said you're going for a run. You did that. Did you
I
go
did.
Again, Stephen?
No, I did not.
I'm just like, I'm like that, though. I'll do it once and won't do it again.
I think it's absolutely fine at the minute to, like, kind of... do whatever you think is best. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you feel like you want to be doing it, then do it. If you want to work out three times a day, do it. But the minute I'm finding I'm really enjoying just doing my work in the day, chilling out in the evening, maybe having a few glasses of wine, or I'm trying to knock that on the head to not do that too much, you know? but, you know, so exercise, I don't know. If you want to do it, then great. But is that that's what you're finding?
Yeah, I think with me, I'm actually enjoying, I know it sounds really, really odd, but I'm actually enjoying just putting on a bit of weight. I know that I was quite slim before, and well, still I'm slim, but like, I'm actually enjoying putting on a bit of weight. I am scared that if I work out that I will lose it again.
What is it like about it? Just, you just feel a bit more like...
I feel a bit more womanly. I feel a bit more like, really womanly. I think my weight has always been picked up since I was younger. My family have always said, Joe, you're really skinny. Do you eat? This is like meaning distant family, not my immediate family. And I've always said, like, I eat so much, I'm just not putting on weight. But obviously where I've been not as active, I've not been as stressed running around to like an event and then the shoot and this and that. I think I am... putting on a bit of weight, but I'm enjoying it. But I do want to get a big bum. That is my goal. By the end of lockdown, I will have a Kim Kardashian big bum.
Well, that is very, very hard to achieve without paying for it.
True. But I'm going to get those weights, squat. I'm going to do the whole load.
You'll have to be squatting like 20 hours a day, I think, to get a bum like that big. I mean, that is...
Maybe not that big. I look like, you know, Ants, the film.
Yeah.
They're like really slim and then it goes, whoop.
It's the strong look, babes, to be honest.
I know, I love it. But do you know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to try getting more of a bigger, perkier bum because I think that's my next stage.
Well, I saw a picture of you on your Instagram in some very sexy looking underwear.
Yes.
I did just want to check in and check that your gran wasn't in the same room.
No, yeah, that comment. So for anyone listening, Stephen commented and was like, oh, did your nan get, was it the fright of her life or something?
Something
or,
like that, yeah.
She loves it. If she comes to my room and passes me a tea and I'm in lingerie getting a photo or something, she goes, ooh, she loves it. Honestly, she enjoys it. So she's embracing it.
Well, good. I mean, she'd have to living with you, wouldn't she? Bloody hell. what else has been going on?
What else has been going on? Not much.
Nothing.
Not much. I have taken a step back in terms of workload. I've really, like, I overdo workload in the day. I think I'm this invincible person that can do 10 different tasks in one day, and actually in reality I can't. So the last week I've really taken a step back because I feel like I was getting really tired, and then I was getting moody because I was getting tired, and then I was stressing about waking up because I knew that I had so much to do, and I had planned so much in my head. So I think for me, this last week, I've just taken a step back, relaxed a lot more, enjoyed just sitting down watching TV, been watching Murder Mysteries with my nan. She's loving
fun.
It. Yeah, but the problem is, I don't think she gets it. So she goes, I really understand this. And I'm like, oh, okay. She goes, so was the boy taken? No, the girl was taken.
So is she just not paying attention then? Is that the problem?
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, that is the key to these things, isn't it? I've been watching a documentary about the royal family this week, which has been interesting.
I watched a bit of that, to be fair.
Did you?
Yeah, but I just.
Not your thing?
Not really, no.
Well, you managed to get into Tiger King. You didn't think you would?
That was the main thing. I got into Tiger King and it was like amazing. And I really hope there's more.
Well, there is supposed to be follow-ups and stuff, aren't there? So there's quite a bit of... there's quite a bit of possibility there. I mean, our Tiger King interview went everywhere last week, didn't it?
I cannot believe how much it blew up. Was it in like 10 articles or something?
Yeah, something like that. Crazy.
Honestly.
Even in America.
I know. My whole family were going crazy and like friends at the fact that we actually were face-to-face with him.
I wish we... I mean, face-to-face, 12,000 miles apart.
Through a screen, but it was insane.
Yeah, and he was so actually lovely. That's the thing, he was a really nice guy, wasn't he?
Do you know, I was thinking about Stephen though. I was thinking, how were people sending him nudes if he doesn't have Instagram? I've just got the heads up, he has Instagram. I tried to search him, I couldn't find him.
Oh, or maybe it's on Twitter or on Facebook, you never know. Maybe
I'm gonna DM him.
You said you found him kind of attractive, didn't you?
Yeah, but I want to become his friend then.
Well, if he ever comes to the UK, if he ever comes to the UK, we'll have to take him out for a drink.
Oh my gosh, imagine.
I mean, that's
Stephen, that was so much fun.
I mean, I'm up for it if you are.
Oh, 100%. Sorry,
go on.
I know, what was you going to say?
I was just wondering if you've seen any of the showbiz news at the minute.
So I've not seen much.
Okay.
Not seen much.
It's not a good sign.
No, I think I've just been literally in my own little bubble and I need to come out of it every so often, but I've just not come out of it until right now.
That's totally understandable, to be honest, babe. So I'm guessing you didn't watch The Big Night In last week.
No.
Oh,
no.
It was really good.
Can you update
really
me
good.
On it?
Well, there was just a lot of like good comedy and stuff on it. There was also some really terrible comedy, but you know, it's like they raised like £30 million or something.
Oh, what
for the for fighting the virus. Although it's funny because that, you know, Captain Tom Moore, the 99-year-old guy who did the laps of his garden.
I was just about to mention him about doing that.
So he made 27 million just by himself, whereas it took the BBC all those people to manage to raise 30 million. But I guess people are given as much as they can at the minute, whenever they
can.
Yeah,
so. Exactly. Do you know what I was thinking, though? You know when he was, obviously, he was walking around his garden, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, did he take a break?
He didn't do it all in one go. He, like, split. I think he was doing 10 a day, 10 laps a day, which is quite a lot at 99. I mean, I don't think I could probably do that now. Actually, I was going to say I probably couldn't do it, but I definitely could. For a 99-year-old man, I mean, pretty impressive. I mean, clearly, because everyone donated so much money.
That is so good. It's so good that people donate money. Even I'm trying to do it through my YouTube video as well, where I'm donating the amount of money that's going to that to one video. All of that is going to be going to the NHS. So I'm trying to get as many people to watch it so we can raise it, because it's so important that we're all doing something to raise stuff for them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're out there fighting, and you know.
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't be, we won't be fighting too much longer. I'm hoping they'll be releasing some lockdown rules soon enough.
I hope so. I really hope so. Because I'm getting bored of sitting in now, and all my nan wants to do is go to Primark and Matalan and potentially Cyprus if she's lucky. I'm like, is that where you want to go? She went, yeah, just Primark or Matalan. And I'm like, fair enough.
When you go to places like Primark and Matalan, do you get noticed? Do you get recognised?
Yeah, but a lot of people just, I won't realise them. My dad will go, did you see them people staring? And I'm like, no, I didn't realise. He went, oh, obviously they recognised you. But I was like, oh, okay.
do people never come up to you then?
People do, but a lot of people won't, and then I'll get a DM saying like, oh, by the way, like you know, I saw you. But the worst one was I went to the chemist, the pharmacy, I think about 2 weeks ago, and I walked out, and then I got a DM from the woman at the reception, the daughter of the person who owns the pharmacy, saying, my dad said that you just came in. I was like, thank God I was only picking up a few little bits, because if I was picking up something really serious...
Yeah, yeah, what if you got in for a pregnancy test or something?
Well, my point exactly, and I was like, is this legal? It's okay. But I thought, you know what, whatever, it's fine.
That is pretty bad, because that's like... you know, privacy.
It is a bit.
And like, also, because especially if you've just left, it's like, how quickly are these messages being like pinged around? Like,
when I tell you, it was like 20 minutes after, but I was a bit like, you know, this is what you get for being in the public eye. You've got to expect your privacy isn't really your privacy as much anymore.
But that's a really weird thing to like have to come to terms with, right? Like, because before this, you weren't doing anything that would have ever got you recognised. Like,
I know. I used to just walk down the street and be like, hi, can I have this? Can I have that? And then no one used to blink an eyelid. Now it is different. And sometimes I did go like, Dad, can you just like go get me this?
So you don't have to see anyone. Yeah, I can understand.
And he's like, for God's sake, really? And I'm like, yeah, just go, please. Thanks.
The only time it's ever happened to me was there was a guy in a gay bar in Soho who once came up to me and went, you're Steve Lang from Twitter. And I was like, yes, I am. And then he was like, nice to meet you. And I was like, nice to meet you too. I was like... I mean, the closest I've ever come to a brush with fame, one solo person in a pub, drunk.
That's good though, because before all of this, no one ever comes like, you're Joanna Shawanadi, so you do something right, Stephen.
Or they'd go, what's your surname? How do you say your surname? That would be the name. Well, we've actually got some Love Island guests on this evening, haven't we?
Yes, I can't wait. So we've got Rebecca Gormley, we've got Georgia Steele, and then we've obviously got Bobby Norris, which is really exciting as well, because I only spoke to Bobby like not even long ago.
Yeah, so you did a little recording with him, didn't you?
A little live with him. It went a bit all over the place, but we'll explain exactly why it went that way when we get Bobby on.
Okay, well, shall we get our first guest in? I believe she's waiting. Rebecca.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. All well.
Good, good. You're looking lovely as well.
Oh, thank you. You do. I love your top.
Do you know what? I was just saying to Stephen, I really want to brighten up my life. I'm always in black, white, grey. So I thought, let me put a bit of luminous. Apparently, I look like I'm going raving, according to Stephen.
There's nothing wrong with a bit rave.
But it'd be nothing a rave in your own house at the minute. That's the only thing, isn't it?
That's so funny. The only rave going around is watching Star Wars. That's the only music that's going to be in my house. Honestly, all I hear is Star Wars. My little brother's watching it.
Oh, music literally is getting me through lockdown. I just constantly have the music on, just TikToks as well. That's another thing.
Yes, I love TikToks.
Wait, are you both on the TikTok bandwagon?
Yes.
Oh yes, Joanna is mad for TikTok.
Yeah, I know. I've seen a few.
Honestly, I love them. Have you been doing more of them then?
Well, I done the really simple one yesterday. You know the.
Honestly, that
even
so
I know
good.
What that is.
Do you?
Even I do, and I only got TikTok once to just have a flick through, and Johnny, you came up like I said before, so I was like, obviously you're big on in the world of TikTok, and I'm like grandpa who doesn't know a thing.
Honestly, I have to practice at least 10 times over before I nail it, if not more. I'm probably being nice to myself saying 10 times. It's more like 20 times. I'm absolutely sweating after it.
No, I am too. That's why I avoid the dances. But what have you been doing in isolation then to keep yourself busy?
Do you know what? If I'm totally honest, right, for the first week, I was like, right, this is my chance to get rid of my belly from the relaxation and was eat. And so, yeah, for the first week, I was like, right, I'm really going to start training. So I went on a run. And then I never went on a run again.
Well, same as Stephen. He literally has been on one run and I thought, yes, this is it. And then he didn't go on another one, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. I feel like we embrace it, just at, like completely relaxing. Are in the industry, which obviously you will find out a lot more when we all get let out, because we get let out.
Yeah. By the second week though, I was like, I just went like proper lazy, and all I was doing was moping around and eating. And then I started reading a book and then started giving us motivation. And then now I've been going on bike rides. That's how I'm keeping fit.
That's good. Who you been going on bike rides with? Because literally, if I ask my mum, my dad or my brother's going on a bike ride with me, they'll be like, absolutely not.
But you know what? It sounds, well, I've been going by myself. My cousin, he lives at the bottom of the street, so he'll get on his bike and we'll pedal around the marina, but we've only done that once. So that was a bit naughty, but, well, my bike's more like, obviously, 2 feet as apart, so... But I'd prefer to be on a bike than be trying to run, because 5 minutes of running, I swear to God, I am sweating.
Like, that's the point. Not for me. That's the whole point.
I know, it's not for me though. It really is not.
I mean, I've been nominated for the 5K run about six times, and I have not yet done it yet. Honestly, I feel like we just can't do it. If you're not going to do it, we're not going to do it, are we?
Well, I didn't add it in my stories. So I thought maybe think that I haven't seen it.
Oh my God.
That's the best way to deal with things, I think.
Literally.
So for you, obviously, for me, being on Love Island, it's a completely different probably experience to what you had, because yours was in the winter, yours was in South Africa. What was it like for you being on, obviously, winter Love Island?
Do you know what? I've like obviously watched Love Island. Like, I wouldn't say I was addicted to it, but I did watch bits of it. So to me, it just... I don't even know. It was just a mad experience. Obviously, I went in as the first, like, proper bombshell. So
scariest one.
That was, honestly, it was so, so scary. Like, I'm not... But it was, like, nerves and excitement, but the excitement took over. But when I did actually get into the villa and got the bottom of the stairs, no, there was all them boys sat there. Yeah, I swear to God, I want the ground to suck as well. I was like, that... Oh, I didn't know which way to turn, man. I'd been practicing my lap dance for God knows how long, hours. And then when I got the bottom stairs, I totally forgot what I was going to do. I was just like,
See, I was going to say, did they let you know that you were doing it? Obviously, when we did our sort of lap dance, we found out, literally like, what, like an hour before or like a few hours before? So obviously, I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, did you, when you were going in, did they tell you that you were going to be...
So basically, I landed in South Africa, and as soon as I landed, they were like, Rebecca, we've got something to ask you. They were like, we think you'd be perfect for this. And I was like, come on, tell us what it
I'm
is.
I'm sure you do, yeah.
And they told us, and I was just like, oh my God, yes, this is a bit of me. I would love to do this. I thought, I've never seen, like, I would never... I mean, just imagine walking in the villa like that. And then when I'd done it, it was just, oh, it was mad.
I would have crapped it. I was crapping it even knowing the boys and girls, let alone like just coming in. So you've got some confidence. Mm-hmm. That's the good thing.
And honestly, I don't know what came over us, but it was one of them things. You just had to do it. I was there. I was in my goddess outfit. And it's so, come on.
Do you have any like regrets about anything you did in the house since it's been over?
Do you know what? Yes. But, well, it's not necessarily a regret. Basically, obviously, at the end, when I was coupled up with Jordan, that happened so quick, like literally within a day of meeting the guy, I was wifed off with him. So all the other boys, like, I felt like I was shut off from the other boys. And I done it in myself, really. I shouldn't have not spoke to everyone the way I did. Like, sorry, I should have spoke to everyone the way that I did with Jordan. Mm-hmm. And then... Yeah. Then I would have had a better opportunity to find the guy that I wanted to be with. But silly me, I settled for the first. Well, I'm lying, I didn't settle for the first. I think I settled for the sixth guy.
Get that in there. Sometimes you just get caught up in it all, and I completely get that. But obviously, with you and Biggs, I didn't know that you two had a thing. Was it? Did it start in the villa? Did it start after?
Do you know what? Like, when we're in the villa, and we had loads of, like, you know, when you're all sat there chatting and you're talking about, like, when you go on holiday, like, what you do with your girlfriends and your boyfriends and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Me and Biggs just had so much more in common. But by this point, I'd already been sort of wifed off with Jordan.
Yeah.
So me and Biggs never had that, you know, the chat. We never had that chat. But we spoke loads. well, I had a row. I remember being in the villa and you get these nibble stickers and I was pawing them off of in bed and we all laughed our heads off about it. And then to walk, like, you know, when they left, I thought, yeah, I can't believe what I've done. I really should have spoke to him on that level.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Because I didn't, that's when I regretted it, but things happen for a reason, I guess. And now we're getting on with, like, me and Biggs, we chat every day.
Oh, I love that.
How are things going with him?
Do you know what? I love it. Like, there's literally not a day that goes by that we don't chat. Like, we just go on FaceTime and literally when we're doing our day, like, I'm just there in the background and he's there in the background and we just chat and laugh about everything.
Oh, there was really was a little bit of drama with some stuff with Michael, wasn't there?
Oh, aye, but it was nothing. it got blown out of proportion, which I get it, but, you know.
Things like that do, though. I think when it just gets blown out of proportion and sometimes it's not even what it seems and the press will write this massive thing about it and it just gets completely blown. But obviously, Big spoke to the press, didn't he? So did he know at that point what the real story was or what actually happened?
I believe so, I think he did. But like I say, it just got blown out of proportion. I was just like, hold up a minute, like, what the hell? But do you know, if I'm totally honest, if the shoe was on the other foot, I would get how he feels. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And this is like a whole new world for people, like, once they come out of Love Island, to have to negotiate. Do you know what I mean?
You can't just have
a normal relationship or a normal friendship. Everything's being looked into in a different way.
I thought... Yeah. People know more about my life than I do myself.
No, honestly, this is so true. This is what happens. And sometimes I read in the press and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that about me. Like, this is funny.
Where did that come from?
I mean, in my YouTube video, I mentioned you don't have to brush your teeth as a joke. And then it got blown out of proportion and the whole world thinks I don't brush my teeth now.
Oh, my God.
But you don't, Joanna. It's really disgusting. You should talk about
that. I know. It's disgusting. So, obviously, you and Shanice... Sorry, did you want to say
No, go on.
Oh, so obviously you and Shanice were like argued quite a bit in the villa. Are you guys friends now? Have you spoken since she's come out?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've not seen much of it, but we sorted it out in the villa. That just got blew out of proportion as well. Like,
yes, there's a lot of things going around you that are blown out of proportion.
I know. I just must be a troublemaker, me. Now, but at the start, obviously with me and Shanice, I didn't realise it was like a thing with her and Connor with the G, and obviously I've went in and me and Connor have spoke and then we've kissed and he made us breakfast and stuff. So then, was it? We had a chat about him. No, did we? No. I can't remember what exactly happened.
It was so long ago.
I know I had two arguments with, well, not arguments, but two, like, we had two arguments, but I can't... I think they're both over Luke T. Yeah, I think they were.
But that's... I mean, that's good. If you can't even remember, then you obviously must... It must have been quite small in your mind.
Oh, so. Yeah. It was nothing, like, major.
What do you think? There's rumours that the new series might end up happening in the UK if it happens this summer at all. Do you think that would be weird to watch? What do you think?
Yeah, because it's Love Island. Like, you've never heard of it happening in the UK. It normally is like hot weather and that's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't call England an island, would you?
Absolutely not.
Love UK, love England or something.
Literally.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they could find a little island to put people on, maybe. Like, maybe the Isle of Wight. Maybe they
could. Oh my gosh, yes!
That way,
I don't think it would have the same effect though. Like, you haven't got the gorgeous scenes, you're just going to be looking at green.
Yeah, true.
So funny. So, obviously, as well, with you and Biggs, obviously, going back to the fact you're in isolation, you and Biggs are obviously talking every single day. How, like, are you an official couple now? Are you not an official couple? What do you guys talk about? Like, I've got nothing to talk about nowadays.
Oh, honestly, our conversations are just leading from one thing to another. We're just like, what? It's mad. Do you know, if I'm totally honest, obviously when we came out of the villa, we've spent quite a bit of time together. But I don't think it's enough time for it to say, right, let's make it official. And obviously now we're in isolation. I'm not going to make something official in isolation, that would just be weird. So the way that I put it across to people is like, we're more than friends, but we just don't have a label of being in a relationship. Like, I think you know, if a relationship's going well, you don't have to put that label. Like, officially together, like, it doesn't need that.
Yeah, so it puts pressure on it, doesn't it?
But he's like spoke to my parents on FaceTime with me, and I've spoke to his mom and that, and it's nice. Like, they're dying for me to come down there, and I really want him to come here, but obviously can't break the rules, can we?
No.
As much as I'm tempted to.
Well, that's the thing. Have you been tempted? Have you been tempted? Because it's...
Honestly, well, it was my birthday on April 18th, and I was like, just come down for my birthday, like, it'll be great.
Oh, bless.
But it's his birthday in 2 weeks, and he's like, well, you come to Scotland. I'm like, hold on a minute. I'm like, you want to come
get
me?
Because flights are, like, not, obviously not working.
You could drive.
I mean, how long would that take?
Like 2 hours 45. I already had his postcode and he sat in me at my
house. Really? than that, maybe where you live, whereabouts are you living now at the moment?
I live in Newcastle.
Yeah, that's pretty close to Scotland, yeah.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Can I also say,
Evelyn, my hair fever, I'm like...
Oh, that's all right, don't worry. Not coronavirus, we're fine. can I just say, it looks like you're in like a palace or something. Are you in, what, is that your house?
No, it's just, it's a library.
You're in the library?
Yeah.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
She was like, oh! So what have you got planned? What's your plans after lockdown then? What do you plan to do?
Do you know what? I think, you know, now it's so difficult because you don't know what's going on or when things are going to change. Yeah. But obviously I want to go back into me modelling. That's like a definite. I do want to go back into TV as well.
Yeah,
definitely. And eventually I do want to have my own lingerie business. Like, eventually.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, that'd be real. Well, it's going to be exciting for you to actually start properly working with other brands as well, because honestly, it's the most amazing thing you'll do. Like, I did a little memory thing today, and it's like, I can't wait for you all to experience it, because I do feel bad the fact that you guys haven't really had the full experience yet of coming out to Love Island, because shortly after you all come out, you went all into lockdown.
I know. I feel like I came out of the villa, and then next thing you know, I was locked up.
So you're like locked up in there, then you're locked up outside. You're like...
Yeah, I was like... I didn't feel like I got the full, you know, the experience of coming out and going to these events and going out there and everywhere. I don't feel like I had that experience. Yeah. But hopefully when we come back out of lockdown, hopefully things will go back to being able to do those sort of things, you know what I mean?
And I'm asking every guest, what are you watching at the moment so that we can get through...
Oh, I've been watching All Girl, you know, but I get easily distracted, like, I'm not gonna lie. So I've watched, I think I'm up to series 3, where they go to Nepal, and you know, it's so good, but you have to watch it. Like, if I've went off on my phone, you've just missed that full episode.
Yeah,
and you're
oh, one of them ones.
Is that the one with Michelle Keegan?
Yes, I love her. I absolutely love her.
You actually do have a slight look of her, to be honest, I think.
I was going
to
say that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take that as a compliment, because she's absolutely banging.
Well, Rebecca, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Do you know what? It's like, I've actually really enjoyed it. Normally I get dead nervous for interviews. So I'm like, but like, it's dead relaxing. It was nice.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. We try and make it as relaxed as possible. No pressure here.
We're at home, so it's even more relaxed.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Normally we'd be in the studio, have a glass of wine or something, but not tonight, sadly.
No, we'll have to get a glass of wine for these ones, though, definitely.
Yeah.
I know. I've been actually like having the odd drink now and again. Like, I feel like I'm drinking more being in lockdown.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Honestly.
Literally, that's in the sunshine. And I'm like, ooh, is that a copperbird calling my name?
Well, I feel like none of the normal rules apply, do they, at the minute? Like, you can do whatever you like. So.
Nah, like, you don't even have to set your alarm, man, do you? You're just like, yeah, whatever. Get up when I want.
I'm like snoozing for about 3 hours, but I mean, we all can do that. It's all good.
Well, I still have to work, so I do have to still set an alarm, which is not the most fun. But, you know, I'll live.
Yeah. I think it's nice just to have this downtime when we go back to normal, which hopefully sooner rather than later. It's going to be like such a shock, isn't it? Everyone's going to be sleeping in and everything.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a long time before things go back to fully normal. But,
I know.
But, you know.
Hopefully soon. And then I get to meet you in person, hopefully. So, fingers crossed.
I can't wait.
I know. Well, thank you anyway, lovely.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you too. Thanks for having us.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. I believe we have our next guest coming up.
Yes, we've got Bobby Norris coming on, which is exciting. I cannot wait for him to... I can't have words out then. Can't wait to have a catch-up with him.
Bobby, can you hear us?
Hello, I can now. How are
Hello!
You?
Hello! It's Towie Ferry and Bobby Norris. How are you?
How are you guys? All right.
Good, good.
Really good. I am loving that T-shirt.
Yes, because I see you've got your T-shirt on.
I have. You know me. Bad well, old times we're in, innit?
Certainly is. How are you coping?
Crazy.
You know what? It's actually really surprising how quick as humans we can adapt to things. Like, this has become like the new normal, isn't it?
Yeah,
very
has.
True. It is like very, that's very true. How everyone's just getting on with it the best way they can, right?
It's becoming to be like, it's like I wake up and I think I'm scared for when we actually get let out because I don't know what it's going to be like again. And to have human communication and be in a club with loads of people around me.
Yeah, well, this is, I was thinking the other day, like literally it's going to be so weird to see people without gloves and masks.
Yes.
To be able to cuddle people and kiss people again. I mean, it's just, or having any kind of interaction and not consciously being 2 metres away from people.
It's crazy, isn't it? Well, lucky for you, you're isolating with Matt, aren't you? Your boyfriend.
I am, yes.
How's that going? How's the thing between you two?
So good, thank you. I mean, it's the longest we've ever spent together, really, because after our holiday, we come back and my apartment had a flood. So you can imagine trying to organise a plumber during like the pre-lockdown. Then they had to get parts. So we both came to my parents and we were still here kind of like 5-6 weeks on. But no, going really well, thank you.
Oh, amazing.
I mean, how are your parents dealing with you both in the house?
You know, really well. They get on so well, Matt.
Really?
Yeah, so well, which is lovely. And kind of feel like it's been a real eye-opener for when we live together, because as I say, like normally we'd have a few days here or I'll go up to him because he doesn't live in Essex. So because we've come from holiday to here and had like our longest spout ever together, I guess this is where, well, I've heard something a few days ago that they said that this is going to be the year there's more breakups and divorces.
Yes.
And also more babies being born. So people are literally they're rowing and splitting up or doing the other.
And why not? Best time, you know.
Are you doing any family board games or anything?
Do you know, not really board games. What we've been doing, so kind of, it's surprising. Although we're all in the one house, we're all kind of doing our own things. Plus, in the middle of this, I'm in the process of moving out of mine. So although I'm living at mum and dad's at the moment with Matt, we're isolating here. I've been in the process of the last week of packing up boxes at my flat and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't recommend if you can help it moving during a lockdown. It's not been the easiest.
No, I can imagine.
But we can't complain because, you know, we've got it easy. We can sit at home, watch Netflix and be on social media whilst we've got the most amazing NHS doing what they're doing and our key workers and stuff like that. So I feel so bad even when you have a moment's thought of thinking, oh, what, I'm bored or what's going to happen, because ultimately we've got it so easy.
You're absolutely right there. Yeah, Bobby, that is very true. And we're all healthy, so that is the most important thing.
Yes.
Now, you have been keeping yourself busy, haven't you, and with our very own Joanna, for instance.
Yes, so you was amazing on there, babes. For me, I kind of thought, I was so lucky, and I think so many of us are lucky that are in a situation where we're isolating with people. And I started doing a few Instagram lives, not really thinking nothing of it. And my friend Saf, who's also on the show, we was then pairing up and doing joint lives on Instagram. And I was getting so many messages from people saying, do you know what, you're really helping me with like my lockdown boredom, or I'm isolating on my own and it's helping me just not be binging 8 hours into a Netflix series. And I turned around and I said to Seth, you know what, let's make this the next level. So I just sat there and made like a link Instagram account. I was like, right, you know what, let's just do this. Let's just do lives, do as much content as we can. So we do our lives, we do baking, cooking, like Q&As, do a gratitude live of an evening just before kind of going to bed. Because I think it's so important at the moment to appreciate, although it's hard and we're out of our comfort zones, I think it's been enough weeks now to realise that this is what we're dealt at the moment, and we've got to do basically, and to be grateful. Like we touched upon, we are so lucky we've got the amazing NHS, we've got our health, so to try and find at least one thing before going to bed that we're grateful and positive for. So, and then there's all them little elements. And then I started doing something called Get Gobby with Bobby, which is where I speak to a different celebrity every evening and kind of we just have like a nice little interview and a bit of a chat and see how each other's coping. And the response was just so good to it that it's kind of become a series in itself now. So just set up an official page for it on Instagram at Get Gobby with Bobby. And every night the messages of people going, do you know what, it's so lovely to see people that we recognise off the telly, the radio and other walks of our industry, how they're coping with it. Because it's so easy for people to see things in magazines or on TV shows. But, yeah. I mean, never have we lived through a pandemic before. So to see people, how they're coping, how they're dealing with things, it's people have really taken to it, which is amazing. And if it helped one person, which was my goal in the beginning, job done.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely very important to keep people entertained at the minute, and you're clearly doing that. How was it with him, Joanna? Was he a nightmare?
It was absolute nightmare. No, do you know, it was so amazing. Like it was so nice to talk to you. Obviously, we've not seen each other since the last time I interviewed you at Food Bar Radio anyway. So it's really nice to do it. But the only thing is was the trolling. The comments.
What was happening?
Well, we were just sort of just having a really nice conversation, and then there was just maybe five boys or five people, and they just commented about looks, commented about this and that. It's like, it's meant to be such a positive conversation, and we were having such a great conversation together. Yeah. And it's something like that. And you know, sometimes you sit there and think like, okay, we don't want to give them a satisfaction of talking about it, but then you have to acknowledge the fact that they are being rude and they are being very homophobic, etc. So it was tough, wasn't it, Bobby?
It really was, and it's so disappointing that something that's been set up to be a positive place gets tarnished with trolls that clearly get something out of it. You're so right, there's that double-edged kind of side to it where you don't really want to address it and give them the platform. But also, when it's getting to a point that it's so full-on and it's taking over the comments that other people are then commenting, watching the live, it's almost weird not to. As you guys know, last year, I mean, I got horrendous trolling. Like, as I started to campaign to kind of change the law with it and went to Downing Street and the Houses of Commons and Parliament to kind of set up like the trend to troll campaign, it ironically made so many trolls come for me because I think they thought, well, hold on a minute, if he does think about this, you're going to ruin our fun. So I kind of put myself on the line and got trolled more than I was before because I was trying to end it, which I guess is kind of ironic. to the point, like last, I've got such bad death threats. I was told there was people outside my house that was going to stab me with 11-inch machetes and throw acid in my face. And this is all because of my sexuality. So, I mean, it's 2020, guys. Come on. Like, and the thing is, well, you control me till I'm old and grey, like 94 years old. I'm a gay man. Your trolling isn't going to make me go to bed tonight and wake up straight in the morning. So I don't really...
Exactly.
I don't get what you're trying to get from it. So that trolling, it got quite bad in our Get Gobby with Bobby that night. And it's been like the last few days. Saturday, I had Amber from Love Island on. Mm-hmm. And just absolutely awful and vile. And to the point that from the Saturday night to kind of like Monday morning, I thought, you know, I'm going to take a break from social media. This is so full on. And I've always said, I can handle it. I've got a thick skin and I have. And I'm so aware there's many people out there that can't, that are affected by it so badly that it affects their mental health and they self-harm, and awful that some people even take their own lives over it. And it was only a few months ago, everyone was jumping on social media saying, be kind. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward 8 or 12 weeks and people were just completely gone back to not realising that trolling, it's not banter, it's not funny. It really is, it's online abuse, really. So
it's hideous.
It's a kind of try and dismiss it and think it's a laugh. It's really not. And I thought, I'm going to come away from it. And then I woke up on the Monday and I thought, no, do you know what? I'm not, because the whole reason I set up the Isolation with the Nation and Get Gobby with Bobby is to entertain the nation whilst we're in isolation.
Yeah.
And also, why let the trolls win?
Yeah.
That's the thing. And, you know, it's got to the point, even with me, like, I got trolled earlier today, and it was, like, this boy messaged me saying, like, it, you know, how comes you went on a love show with, like, fame-hungry men, yet you couldn't even pull a man, and you got this spat my nose, spat my lips, everything. And I thought, do you know what, I'm going to put it up on my story. I went, you're going to have to delete your account, and you have to restart a new one, and go out your way to do all that, because I will expose you. It's got to the point now where I'm like, I'm not just going to ignore it and just go past it. I'll put you on my story and just say nothing.
Yeah. And did you get anything off the back of that? Because I did similar last night, but I thought, not just a story. I put it on the main page. And 10, because I didn't realise you could put up to 10 images on one post. And I did the 10, I mean, I was getting, there was like, go kill yourself, have you thought about committing suicide and all stuff like that. And I thought, I wanted them to almost read it back in the cold light of day and realise this ain't acceptable. And I hoped that they would think about their actions, because I always say, like, think before you type. But actually, it didn't, because the same people and a few more, I'm guessing maybe their mates, DM'd me, and I was getting DMs to early hours of the morning. So vile, and I thought, they're so vile, I can't even share them, do you know what I mean? And that's when they're back, like, threatening, asking me obscene questions, really, really threatening, homophobic stuff. And I thought, you actually are never going, there's nothing I can say that's going to make you listen, which is why my campaign to end the trend to troll is so important, because the only way something can be done is when that law's changed. And I will campaign for another 18 months or another 18 years, as long as it takes, until something's done, because if it helps one more person and their mental health, or stops one more person taking their own life, it's worth it. No one on social media should have to put up with that. And social media is not going nowhere now. The genie's out of the bottle. And as a whole, it's an amazing platform. I love a bit of Instagram. We all do. Yeah. So when people say delete your accounts, why should we? And I hate that even for like 36 hours, I debated deleting my social media.
Yeah.
We're all allowed to have it. We should have it. It's such a part of our lives now that for a small few, and we have to remember it is only a small few, we can't give them that power. But I think still the misconception is that people think it's just people who are famous or off the telly or whatever that deal with it. So many people from all walks of life get trolled now. It's no longer just a blue tick thing.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
No, and I think you're doing the right thing, Bobby. I think you're, but it must be hard. I don't think it would be nice to see that, even if you are very distant from it. I don't know. It just is the most bizarre thing. I think the idea that you would just constantly go in and berate someone for just being themselves, I don't know, it just seems really bizarre to me. Yeah.
And have you got any update from the sort of at the Parliament with all your petitions or anything like that?
At the moment, not really, because of everything that's gone on with the coronavirus and everything. I guess everything's been so up in the air, and even the Prime Minister has been in the hospital, isn't he, with it? So I think in terms of where their priorities are, quite rightly so, we've got to try and sort this country out first. And I'm hoping once we've kind of moved forward, and this is a distant memory, touch wood, it will get looked at again. I know it's been said that they definitely want to look at it again, which will be great, which I was told just before the coronavirus broke. So I'm so excited for that I know that I will. I know damn well I am going to make the change, and I'm gonna have that law passed, because something has to be happened. And I've campaigned for, like I say, over a year and a half now, and I'm not gonna stop now.
Good. That's exactly what we like to hear, Bobby. Will we be seeing you on our TV screens anytime soon?
Well, I can't wait to get back to filming. Literally, we was meant to film the week lockdown started. So originally we was going to be going out to Tenerife. Then that was cancelled. It was going to be just in Essex. And then official lockdown started. So obviously we couldn't film. So we've got no episodes in the can. I know some shows that are a little bit more pre-recorded in advance than Towie is have got 5, 6, 7 eps in the can they can still put out. But Towie's such a quick turnaround, like we make an episode in 3 days, and it's edited and then it's out. So there's nothing to kind of do at the minute, but I cannot wait to get back to filming, because we've not filmed since Christmas special.
Which a lot,
there's a lot to say. A lot's gone on since then.
Yes.
But I do think it'll be quite nice when you all do come back. I think it'll be quite like, it'll be more of a build up and it'll be quite refreshing. So I think maybe this is happening, a blessing in disguise. I think this will be actually really good for Tawi.
I think it's going to be so nice to see everyone again. I mean, I would, if I could film tomorrow and it was safe and no one would be put at risk, because it's not just cast, obviously it's crew. There's a massive production team that goes on behind the scenes, from camera crew to sound crew, lighting, the people in the office. They all make this show come together. So safety is paramount, but the day that we can film, I cannot wait. It's going to just be so weird, though. Like you say, when we all have our first party, to be in a building, a club or a bar with more than one person, it's so strange.
Everyone's
going to
be hand sanitising, like, the whole time.
Around the edges of their glasses.
Sanitizer life anyway, before even, because of, I've always got a bag of a bottle of sanitiser in my Louis, because it's a bit of the OCD drill. But it's so hard to get your sanitised now.
Yeah.
So luckily, because I love it, I've got quite a bit in the wardrobe. You know what I mean? But it'll be really strange at first to get back to work and, like I say, see people not in masks and gloves, because that's become a normality now. I remember the first few days of going shopping, walking around Sainsbury's. Other shops are available. I mean, hashtag no way. So if you want to sponsor me, Sainsbury's, call me.
Or us.
Being a little bit like, what's going on? Like, it was like being in a film at first, but now it's become everyday thing. And I just want to say, everyone who has followed like the government's guidelines, thank you so much. It's so important that everyone is sticking to what we're being told, because the sooner we all do that, I mean, and I know there's still the minority that when the sun comes out wants to go and have a party in a park. Ones who are doing what we're meant to be doing, that is what's going to make us get through this quicker. So shout out to everyone staying home and self-isolating.
Absolutely right. Well, Bobby, thank you very much, as ever. It's thank lovely you. To have you on speaking to us, even if it is in a socially distant manner than what we'd be used to.
Thank you so much, Bradley.
Thank you.
You guys all back in the studio. I'd love to come and see you both. You know,
please
definitely,
do. Please
definitely.
Do.
Wow. Thank you.
Thanks
Take
so
care,
much, Bobby.
Bye.
He's such a lovely guy, isn't he?
He's honestly like, he's just so passionate. I love it. And we've got Georgia Steele on. So.
We're not wasting any time tonight. Straight to the next guest.
Hello. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. I'm bored today. I'm bored. I've hit a brick wall. I've done all the cleaning. I've done everything. Like, oh.
Georgia, you are a clean freak. You have been cleaning so much. Like, it's so satisfying. I can't even tell anyone how satisfying it is to watch your Instagram stories when you're cleaning up. Tap to clean. I'm like tapping. I'm like, yes, I'm a tap to clean.
Thank you. Do you know what? I actually love it, you know? Like, I find it really therapeutic cleaning.
Yeah.
Well, it's the one thing that we're all having to do at the moment, because we can't do anything else, right?
Exactly.
So how are you coping with lockdown life?
I'm coping well, to be fair. At the beginning, I really liked the fact that we were having some time out. I feel like the world just paused. And I think it was really, really nice at the beginning. And I got to like organise my wardrobe and do all the things that you always say you're going to do, but you never get around to doing.
Yeah.
But I would say the past couple of days, I have struggled a little bit more. I've watched all the series I want to watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit... now.
So how are you going to get through it then? Because we don't know when we're going to be coming out, right?
I know. Do you know what? I've heard so many different things. I've heard it's going to be a week. I've heard that it's going to be another month. I just don't know what to believe, really.
Exactly. It's sort of in limbo, isn't it? Just waiting for the time. Like, okay, you're allowed out now. Or they're going to do a traffic light system or something where they're actually going to say, okay, these businesses can open up. Now we're all allowed out. So that needs to be announced soon. But obviously, we don't want to go against what we've been doing. So we're staying in, cutting down on, like, human contact. To then go back out, it might just increase again. So it's so scary. But what have you been doing to keep yourself busy during isolation? Aside from these 3 days, what other things have you been doing?
So I've been doing like my cleaning, my tidying. I've made sure I've always done my one form of exercise. May that be a walk or a run, and then I normally do a bit of working out at home. But because the weather's been so good, I've just been outside sunbathing because I'm really lucky. I've got two balconies in my apartment, so one of them like gets the sun all day, so it's yeah. amazing. But obviously because it's been raining today, and yesterday was okay, I guess, but I just haven't been able to like go out or anything. It's just been a bit boring.
Yeah, I mean, I think boredom is something that we're all struggling with. And yeah, like you said, I've run out of things on the TV I want to watch. I've done all the cooking and cleaning. You've obviously had, there was a bit, little bit of news this, last week about your split. That's obviously adding to it, isn't it? Like you don't want to be going through this at the same time. How are you doing with that?
Do you know what? I'm a good believer in everything happens for a reason. I'm just rolling with it, to be fair.
I think that's probably the best way to deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
have your DMs been filling though? Because that's the way I think.
to be honest, I feel like I'm just I just want some time now to just focus on myself, and I'm not really wanting to rush into anything. I'm just wanting to take every day as it comes. Obviously, I want to get over that whole thing firstly.
Yeah, that's
I think it's definitely, and being in this industry, I do think it's definitely important just to focus on yourself. I mean, if I was in a relationship right now, I don't think I'd be as like focused on my career, in all honesty.
Yeah, which is nice, Joe, to say that. Yeah,
Well, also, Joanna, you haven't found a boy yet, so
don't remind me, please don't remind me. So obviously, Georgia, so obviously you had your collection with I Saw It First that came out. How did that come about? Because obviously you were doing podcasts with them. Yes, did you know that you were getting it, or did they spring it on you randomly?
Do you know what? It's very bizarre because obviously I did, I grew a following when I did the show about 2 years ago now. And I've always wanted the opportunity to have my own collection with a company. I then was getting casted for like presenting work with I Saw It First, which was amazing. I loved it. And I was going in there every week, but I just got on with everyone really, really well. I just clicked with the whole team. And I just feel like from there, they kind of mentioned it to me. I loved their clothes. It just kind of, do you know what? Things just happen, and it just kind of fell into place, really. But I feel so lucky I got that opportunity. It was one of the best things ever. There's definitely more exciting things happening with them after lockdown. So, woo!
Whenever that may be.
I mean, you're on billboards. How did that feel to see? Obviously, I think someone sent you a picture or something.
That was crazy for me. Like, that was just, that was like a pinch me moment. For sure. I couldn't believe I was on billboards. I can remember saying to my mum when I was really, really little, like, oh, I want to be on a billboard one day. And then finally, like, that opportunity came for me. So it was overwhelming, but just so amazing. And it's really rewarding. Like, it's just really, really nice.
Well, it makes it feel like all your hard work has paid off, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's what I mean. I just feel like I've been waiting for an opportunity like that for such a long time, and I wouldn't want to do it with any other company rather than I Saw It First. Like, honestly, they're like a little family to me now. I feel so happy I'm doing it with them. I tell them everything. Like, I just feel really good. Like, that was a really good time for me.
It's obviously been a few years since you were on Love Island. What's the whole, when now you can look back on it probably with a bit more perspective.
Yeah.
What's been the best and worst things about
Love Island? I would definitely say it probably took me a year to adapt to the lifestyle, because before Love Island I just used to work in a bar, and I went to drama school as well, so I was studying for a degree, but I was like completely away from like that type of industry. So then to be thrown into it, it definitely takes, and I was only like 19, I'm 22 now, so I'd have been like 19, 20. I feel like then when I got thrown into it at such a young age, it did definitely take some time to get used to. And like, people have an opinion about your life now. You can't take everyone's opinion to heart because they're not all that good. However, I feel so, so lucky as well, because I have the most amazing life now and I get the most amazing opportunities. I've met some amazing people, but I definitely say the adaptation I found difficult.
And what's been your favourite thing that you've been able
My
to do?
My favourite thing...
I guess you guys get to do a lot of travelling and meeting people and stuff.
I get that. Actually, that's a really good point. At my age of 22, the amount of countries and places I've been is extraordinary. So I would definitely say that that is probably one of the best things. I've got to be able to experience different countries and different cities and things like that, because it just broadens your knowledge.
Definitely.
And I think as well, like, I mean, I was going on a holiday once a year, so I was waiting for that one time where I was like, yes, come on, it's going to happen. And then as soon as we go on Love Island, you're taking away so many brands to so many different countries.
Yeah.
You're also going on your, you've got the opportunity to go as well, like when you're riding with your friends. So it is, it does play a positive, but the adjusting, I agree, is so hard to adjust.
Hard, isn't it, Jo? We spoke about it before, like, there's definitely an adjustment that you go through that can sometimes be hard, because like you don't know and you're just thrown in the deep end, but everyone gets there in the end, I guess.
What do you make of the rumours that the next series of Love Island might be filmed in the UK?
I think that's not, like, obviously I think the show's amazing and it'll be entertaining wherever it is. But I do also feel like everyone knows Love Island for being in a hot country abroad. So I don't know whether it would have the same type of vibe. I don't know. I think it would feel like a completely different show.
It might be interesting to see how it works, though. Like, in a big country house somewhere or something. It might bring its own kind of fun thing.
Do you know what it'll be like? It'll be like Big Brother.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Jo, yeah.
Yeah, it would just be like, but I'm not feeling it. I'm not quite sure I'm with that one. Do you know what I think we need to do? Wait out, and then the next summer comes when hopefully things all settle down, and it'll be like the biggest Love Island, because it will be, everyone's waited so long for this.
That's true, yeah.
Just wait, wait, guys.
I think that would be a good idea as well, but who knows what they'll do.
Who knows?
Well, Georgia, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it.
I've been looking forward to it all day.
Something to do. I get it.
Do you know what it is? I saw your text come up on my phone as well. It was like, are you available? And I was like, I'm just in this. I was trying to text you back.
Oh, goodness.
Well, no, thank you. Really appreciate it. No, it's been great.
Thank you.
And next time, please come into the studio, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'd love that. That'd be great.
All right, cool. Amazing. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a lovely round of guests we've had again this evening.
The good thing about these guests, they were talkative. They were like, they were just so interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
So, Stephen, what is your plans for the following week? Because obviously I'm not going to see you until next week. So what are you going to be doing in that time?
Well, I can't exactly pretend I have a packed schedule. Like, I can't imagine anyone does. I will be doing some work. I've actually got a week off from work in 2 weeks.
Oh, amazing.
Not that I can go anywhere or do anything. I was supposed to be in the Netherlands, but there we go. I don't know. I don't really know what I've got planned. I'm going to finish the Royal documentary I've been watching on Netflix.
Love. I think it would be nice for you to have a week off, just to fully wake up when you want, like, not shower, not brush your teeth.
Oh, your favourite thing, not brushing your teeth. That again, yeah. What about you?
So for me, I do want to get back into doing my YouTube every day. I took a break out of that as well, because I felt like, one, I was producing good content, but I felt like it got to a point where I had nothing else to say. Like, even if I was doing a vlog, I was like, so, just woken up, got nothing to do again. So I felt like it was just the same thing. And I thought, right, let me take a week out, a week and a bit out, and then just start fresh. But I'm filming one with my nan tonight.
Oh, cute.
And, but it's going to be a how well do we know each other. I mean, my nan, we've grown up with her. So
let's see
how much she knows. And do you know what she said to me? I went, like, I'm going to ask you questions like, oh, where's my favourite place? She went, Dubai. And I went, oh, you're going to be good at this, you are. And I went, yours is Cyprus, because it's the only country she's been at the moment. And I went, yours is Cyprus. She went, and I went, what do you mean? What's the only place you've been? Don't try and make me lose now. Aside from that, I think it's just going to be, I do want to get into getting, you know, my bum, as I said earlier before.
So you've got a week to get your bum as big as possible.
Absolutely. I might give you a glimpse on this.
What a treat. What lucky me. Exactly what I'm looking for.
I do want to get into watching a series. Go on, what you're saying.
I was going to say, there'd be many men who would be delighted to see your pert bum on a Zoom call. Unfortunately, I am not one of them.
Help me out. I feel like you can be like, no, Jo, you need to work this side and this cheek and, you know, a bit more perkier, Jo. It's looking a bit droopy. But I do want to get into watching a TV show for sure. Love is Blind, I'm still yet to watch it. So I need to get into... Everyone's like, watch it, but not watch it. I
can't watch it. It was too cringe for me. Can't watch it. Makes me cringe too much.
Have you been watching the what's that new Netflix series? Basically, like Love Island.
But it's Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, have you watched that?
No, I can't watch it. I don't know.
I don't feel like I can watch it yet.
There's a girl who I went to school with that's on there. Well, she was younger than me. She was a lot younger than me, but yeah, she was in my school. Yeah.
The Essex one.
No, I'm not from Essex.
See, but are you from Essex? And you don't.
What are you talking about, me? What are you talking? No, that's a rubbish Essex accent. Anyway. We have to wrap up, Joanna. We have to wrap up.
Yes, definitely.
So until next week.
Can't wait to see you again. And bye, guys.
Goodbye.